producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Auto World on this Halloween day. Bob Long is off today. I'm Mike Wallace coming to you live. If you happen to be listening to it live from the color studios of Newstalk 1400 WFPA in wonderful Fort Payne, Alabama, high atop Lookout Mountain. And alongside me today, who is about maybe 1,000 miles away, is Mark Evans in his gated estate just outside Boise, Idaho. Good morning again to you, Mr. Mark.
Boo. Happy Halloween, Mike. Motor Mike Wallace.
To you too. I know most of the kids in the center of the country may be disappointed because of the weather today. But hey, take an umbrella. If there's no lightning, getting wet isn't going to kill you.
Okay. Do you go trick or treating, Mike?
No.
Well, you know, I do. I go to the stores that sell the bags of candy, those little miniature, as they call them, the fun size. I grab as many as I can get.
And you hold out your bag and say, trick or treat, and they say, are you kidding me?
In fact, that's what I'm having for breakfast right now. I guess I can do a plug. Snickers.
I meant to bring some cheese crackers with me this morning, and I just kind of slept a little later than I intended to, and I just left with me and my hat. That
was well, it's a treat to be with you here and on Auto World.
We have a good time here, and I don't know if Bob's listening or not, but I know he's busy today, so we try to liven things up a little bit.
What a treat to share some news and information, and of course I'm here to help repair cars too. And my email address is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. You know, Mike, things have changed. I've been doing repair in the repair business for 35 years, and to the point that when I first started back in the junior high days, you know, what the instructors, the teachers told us all the way from junior high to high school and then into college and then into trade school, and then, you know, I jumped right out. And the only place I worked was a gas station pumping gas as I was going through college at night just to get enough money to pay the little house payment and eat, you know.
Yeah.
And at that point, then I started my own business and started taking people's calls, you know, just like we're doing here on the talk radio program. We didn't, of course, email, internet wasn't even invented back then. I'm starting to sound old here. But the cars, have they changed? We still got pistons, Mike. We still got connecting rods. We still got engine blocks. We still got heads. And we still got gasoline. And we still have diesel. We're now going into electric. We're going into, like you said on the first hour, maybe hydrogen. So I've seen and heard and got to taste and touch. And it's just a treat to share it with people on radio.
Well, you know, and it's the fact of the matter is that what's old will be new again, because the engine is going to remain essentially the same thing. It's how we fuel it and control it that has been advancing.
Yes.
There's been some bugs along the way. I don't particularly believe the electric approach is going to work, because we've seen the Volt in it. In addition to the fact that it doesn't have much range, you've got these fire problems with these lithium-ion batteries. The Boeing Dreamliner aircraft is a good example of that. Now, we haven't heard of any of that recently, but they may have, you know, found a way. What they were trying to do is find a way to cool the battery.
Right.
And, of course, the Volt, the whole underside of the cabin is battery. And that sounds okay until the battery goes bad and you went to the dealer. Well, I need a new battery. Oh, ho, ho, you do, huh? You got your checkbook with you, pal? You got your 401k with you, pal? There's a downside. When this stuff works, it's great. Like these automatic lift gates. You wave your foot under it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea when it works.
Yeah.
But when it stops, you're into the dealer, and the big grin comes on the service manager's face. Oh, yeah, we're going to make some money today.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what? And then General Motors, you know, they came out with that EV1. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you couldn't even buy one. You had to lease it. And I never did understand the rationale behind that. But you couldn't own one. You had to lease it.
I just, and some of us out there like the Chevy Vegas and the Gremlin and the Pacer, and whenever they come out with something, we all go, ooh, you know, like, ew, yuck. Well,
one of these, those.
No, it's like the stock market. You buy when everybody else is, what, selling?
Right.
Well, the stock, with the cars in the stock business, I mean, you blend those two together and you say, hey, if they come out with this car that just doesn't seem like everybody likes it, Mike, that's the time to buy that car and put it in your little stall over there on the right, or leave it outside and put a car cover on it and just forget about it. And 20 years later, how much money are you going to end up with?
A lot.
Yeah. You're going to have yourself a nice Christmas bonus is what I'm saying. So today, you know, collectors are looking for the EV1 to buy, to put it in their collection.
If you can find one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if the dealer, what they did with them when they took them back off of lease, then what? You take them back to the factory and you scrap them, or you, what do you do?
Well, you know, we were talking in the first hour about SEMA, you know, yeah, and what SEMA is in Vegas. And this is amazing. It's kind of sad, but it's a good time. You brought up the, you know, what happens to those cars. Well, I'll give you an idea, some clue here, Mike, that it's kind of sad, but I was introduced to this with SEMA. And SEMA, there's a car manufacturer that basically gets featured at SEMA. So I know that this one year I'm going to say out loud and facts that the Dodge four-door pickup, the little Dodge Dakota four-door pickup when it first came out,
yeah,
they got the award to be the show vehicle. Ooh. So then Dodge then ended up building a whole bunch of them to display them within the booths throughout the 1 million square foot of SEMA down in Las Vegas Convention Center. And they had all different kind of configurations on these four-door Dodge pickup, but they wanted to expose their brand, their little new four-door mid-size pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those trucks, Mike, weren't built to specs. They were, you know, so it would end up having a VIN number. Yes, they were built, they were there, they were running, they were driving in, they were doing braking, all that stuff was working, but they weren't exactly gone through all the safety specs to be out on the normal road for you and I and our listeners to buy with the real VIN number. So after the show, they got smashed.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm talking thousands of them.
That seems like such a waste.
Got smashed. Yes. So things like this do happen. Because
but
they,
some of them get kicked loose and wind up in museums or some of them in their own. I know Henry Ford keeps a lot of them in his museum.
Yeah.
Not just Ford's. He's got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if GM has a similar facility or not. I assume that they do.
They do. They do. I've been lucky enough. Cadillac, it's not open to public. But today, this is kind of neat where Jay Leno gets to go in. In fact, one of his shows, he did just go in with gentleman from General Motors, and he got to see some things, and he shared it with us on camera. But the general public's not, you know, we can't go into certain one of these vaults. Jay Leno did get to go in. Now, I'm talking in General Motors area, but he did also, one of his last shows, he did go into the vault. It's called the vault at the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A.
I saw that one. Okay. I saw that one. And that is fascinating.
Isn't that awesome that Jay actually got the door open? It took that kind of horsepower to get the door open to all of us to see it. I think that's neat. And that's the thing about the vaults. I actually been introduced. You can't even take pictures. So it was a gift to me is what it was. It wasn't something that I could broadcast or talk about out loud, but it was a gift to me from them for interviewing them. Come on in and we'll show you some good stuff, and you will have that gift. Can't share with anybody else, but, you know, that's kind of neat.
We got these time out. Sorry to interrupt. It's that time once again. So, John, drop the hammer on me. I'll do this in a smooth kind of way. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the Halloween edition of Auto World with Mark Evans and Mike Wallace on the Genesis Communications Network.
There it was, right. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's out there? How you drive that Cadillac there?
And welcome back to the Halloween edition of Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, alongside Mark Evans. We're sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is on assignment today. And I would imagine he's getting ready for trick-or-treat night tonight, because he's in Florida where it is not raining. So he'll have a good time this evening with the little one, I hope so. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. We were talking a little bit. You got an email, Mark, that you want to talk about from...
Just got an email in on the break, but I like your costume today, Mike.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, you're gonna scare those kids with that, you know.
I just got a hat. We're a Fox affiliate, and Dave Manning at Fox Radio sent me a Fox News Radio hat.
Ooh,
which I am wearing right now.
So you're actually going as a Fox News reporter as a Halloween costume then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, conservatives actually are around here.
I know. I've got my normal Little Debbie outfit on again. No.
Oh, no, not again. I almost erased that from my mind. Now I got it.
Oh, geez. But everybody likes Little Debbie. Hey, got an email in.
Let's move along to the email, please.
Yeah, got an email in. This is kind of, this will make you feel good. Makes me feel good.
Okay.
From Sally. She's listening to us.
Hi, Sally.
Yeah. Hi, Sally. Thanks for tuning in. She's tuned us in a couple times, actually. From 1270 AM, WMKT in Traverse City, Michigan.
Way up there.
Yeah. And this is how Sally tuned in. She's got a question, and I'll get to that. But this is kind of neat, Mike. I want to share with everybody that I don't mind a bit. You know, Auto Talk Radio at Yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And then when I do the book face thing, the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Well, Sally, she's listened to us before here on Auto World on GCN on her radio station, but then she went to Facebook, Bookface, my Facebook, and then I actually did a little plug that I was going to be with you on your station, and she tuned in on your live stream.
Ah, excellent. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. So she listened to us on last Wednesday when you and I were talking cars and repairs and stuff, and so her got down to this question.
My show. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she went to your website, which is
that's 1400 WFPA. That stands for Wonderful Fort Payne, Alabama .com.
And I did a little plug on Facebook that I was going to be on your station and what time and all. And so she tuned in, and we were talking. I was talking about, and that was last Wednesday. She hit the live stream button there on your website, and she could listen to us.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And so her question is, how do I register my tires, Mark?
Uh-huh.
Remember when I was talking about that?
Talked about that last on my show, yes.
Yeah. So I must have been, I don't know, drinking too much Folgers and talking too fast. I'll slow up this time.
You're right, saying how you did it. Do they give you a card when they sell you tires? I don't remember.
They don't.
They just give you tires and a receipt and...
Yeah, and off you go. And so, of course, it hit national news. That day that I reported it Wednesday, I thought I was going to be ahead of the curve. I got it in on the media about basically there's a lot of faulty tires out there, and that there's a lot of recalls on tires. In fact, 3.2 million tires need to be recalled between the years, Mike, of 2009 to all the way up to 2013.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Some of our listeners on Auto World here might still have tires on their 2009 that, you know, got tread, and they haven't come apart, no problems, but still there's recall. So what you need to do, and this is what Sally wants to know, is that how do I register them? Because I mentioned that. You need to go to the side of your tire, and on the side of your sidewall of your tires, it has a DOT. Those letters, DOT.
Right.
And then right after the DOT, there's actually a number, letters and numbers. And all you have to do, DOT stands for?
Department of Transportation.
Thank you. So you just register there, Department of Transportation, the DOT number on your four tires. And then they'll send you back information that the tires that you have with your DOT number, that's kind of like the birth tag of your tires, that DOT number.
How would you do that, though? Now, we've talked about you need to do it, but how, in fact, would you register those tires?
You register them with the Department of Transportation.
Well, I know, but I mean, you send them a postcard or whatever.
Yes. You can just take a piece of scratch paper out, even, you know, if you want to get fancy, a postcard would work. Sure. Myself, I'd like to have my stuff private, so I would just put it on a piece of paper, fold up, put in an envelope.
I would too, yeah.
Yeah. And then just Google, you know, our listeners
can Google Transportation and put attention tire registration, something like that.
Yeah, tire recall.
Oh, tire recall, okay.
Yeah. Tire recall and put that DOT number down, fold it up, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on it. And you know what, Mike? They might end up with four brand new tires.
Hey.
Yeah.
If there's those old Firestones I have on the van, I wonder. Of course, they say, well, you can't get you any of them. Well they can't. Actually, I got to get out. We've got a new sponsor on the local portion of this program, among other things on the station. who's a tire dealer. And he's told me he can't get me the tire I wanted. Michelin no longer makes 14-inch tires, but Firestone does. And I'm wondering if that's the only one that does, and how many different ones do they make. So I got to get down and have a little sit down. I've been putting it off, but
yeah,
it's coming to the point where I pretty much got to do it. So
yeah, and I think this is some news for our GCN and Auto World side too. For radio, is that talking about tires? Bridgestone, Mike is buying Pep Boys.
Yes, and that's one of our new dealer's lines that he carries is Bridgestone Firestone. They're the same company, by the way. I think Bridgestone bought Firestone many years ago.
Yep.
And so they were the same one.
And Bridgestone. Yeah. So that parts store, Pep Boys, is now a tire company, I guess. And you probably see some Bridgestone tires in that. They already have them in there.
I think you would see them exclusively in there.
Yeah.
Although not everybody does that. I know like the Ford dealers are into selling tires now. And they sell a little bit of everything. That's hard. When you're talking about a retailer to keep stock of tires, you know, how many different sizes are there? And, you know, what you've got to keep in stock, and you got to figure out what your fastest, what your most frequent seller is. And
yes.
I hate to be the one to have to figure that out.
Well, then, again, you buy the tires and we don't even think about recalls on our rubber, which,
I don't.
You know, what company says that slogan? We have a lot riding
on your tires, yeah.
Yeah, it's Michelin. So there is recalls on tires, folks, and those brands, the DOT, register those tires, and they'll take Department of Transportation because there is a lot riding on tires. These cars today go a lot faster than the 1930s and 40s cars, don't they? We drive fast and hard. We hard brake. We corner quicker,
What's the girl's name that wrote you the email?
Sally.
Sally.
I'm not going to say it. Traverse City, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Got to protect the innocent so we don't say the last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want say hi to our affiliate. They're in Traverse City, Michigan, and all the people listening there on the fine station of WMKT, 1270 AM. That's appreciated. Yeah. It's probably a little cold, Michigan.
A little bit. I was looking at the national map earlier, and it's cooling off up there. It's up in the 40s. And they've even had a little snow up there in the UP of Michigan here already this year. So we got to go. It's time for a break again. You're listening to Auto World with Mike and Mark on the Genesis Gate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts were set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is buried up to his neck in work to do, but he will be with you on tomorrow's edition of Auto World. But he's just been buried lately, so he's asked us to sit in for him, and I'm certainly pleased to be asked and honored to do such a prestigious automotive program, as I'm sure you are too, Mark.
Yes, I am, and I guess we can say we're going as Bob Long for Halloween.
There you go.
There we go. That's it right there. See? That's...
I've got some automotive news I think we ought to spend a couple of minutes talking about, because there is some surprising stuff in it. You know, we've been talking about Volkswagen the last few times we've been on.
Volkswagen?
Well, you're never going to believe this. They have just announced, just this morning, that their sales for October are slightly higher. Pause for effect there. Slightly higher.
By one car?
Maybe. They didn't say how many. They just said slightly higher.
Is that one car minus a diesel engine in it? Sorry about that.
And they've also, now in addition to that, they're going to offer staff amnesty from getting fired if they reveal to any hired investigator what they know about the rigging of the diesel emission tests.
Oh.
So that's the rat syndrome.
Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I smell nothing.
That's what I was. I got nothing to do with it.
Wasn't that Charles Schultz? Yeah. No, Charles. Yeah. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I smell nothing.
You know, they've been having trouble. Honda was ready to start production in their new Brazilian factory, and Brazil is in deep economic trouble. So they have decided to not start manufacturing in Brazil right yet because of the economic situation. So that's going to slow their business plan down a little bit. But
Yeah, things are changing. You know, things well, what the heck is up with this the Honda brand too, though? About this, you know, you get mad and you slam your door. Next thing you know, you pop your airbags.
Yeah. Now,
don't slam your door, folks, too hard. You might decide to have a. That'd be a heck of a Halloween gift.
Yeah, well, even they put them, they put them on these test beds where they bounce them around and all that stuff for 100,000 miles and see how they hold up?
Well, yeah. I guess
they evidently didn't try slamming the doors a few times, which is something you ought to add to the list of tests, fellas.
I guess they're gonna be having now the machine, a robot with a suction cup or something, grabbing the door and slamming the thing. And that I got some news a little deeper into that so people know because, you know, we're having fun, but it's serious, too. It's the Honda Accords. Now, Mike, you know what? There's 300,000 Honda Accords. The year is 2008 to 2009, so it's only a short, just 1 year.
Yeah.
But it's the Honda Accords. So if you've got a 2008, 2009 Honda Accord, if you slam those doors, the side air curtains will go off. Which is a side curtain is an airbag, of course. You know,
it comes down over the glass, side glass, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, here's something. Now, I found out that the recall notices on these. Now, that's another reason, I guess, Mike, we want to listen to Auto World because we're giving them this. This is kind of like a recall notice here right now, huh?
Yeah.
But the real ones that are made out of paper will be sent to the folks in mid-December. Well, it's November. So I'm glad that I found this out and we're talking about it to let these folks know. Now, the thing is, this is the good news on this. Everybody's thinking, well, no, wait a minute. Auto World, these guys, Mark and Mike, they're talking about don't slam my doors on my Honda Accord. You have to have the key on, Mike, before the airbags go off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so, that would make it. I mean, I suppose it could happen because a lot of guys jump in, they turn on the key before the door is shut. I don't do that.
I don't either. So
this is for those of you who do that, stop.
Yes. Get in car, close door, start engine, go.
In that order.
Is that quick enough? Is that the easiest?
Well, you will learn a lesson that you will not soon forget. When you're picking yourself up out of the outside of the car off the passenger side.
I think I just wrote a manual.
I got a good text here. I got to read this to you. It says, trick or treat, buy a VW and get back on your feet.
We got to get some trips to give us out on that.
I think that's from Frank, old friend Winewood.
Gosh, that's good.
Well, you know, another good one I've got here is Ford. You know, they've just recently come out with their all-aluminum truck, the F-150.
Yeah.
Well, they are having trouble with suppliers for seats because the steel in the seats. So if you're waiting on your Ford F-150 and they say there's been a delay in delivery, that is why. They cannot get seats for them.
Oh, Mike, for Pete's sake, just go down to the milk crate and sit on it.
Yeah, just get you a bucket or a block. We used to do that. A bucket or a center block or something.
Why don't we just start selling buckets here on Auto World, and then they have something to sit on.
But we'll put a cushion on it.
Oh, yeah. Cushion comes in. We'll get a sponsor like State Farm or Allstate to put their brand on the cushion.
Hmm.
And so if somebody wants to know, if you don't like Allstate and you know, or State Farm, you get that cushion. And then you can sit, you know what, on it, derriere on that thing and be happy.
Hey, the thing here, Toyota has just announced that they are planning on phasing out regular combustion engines by 2050. And that's a notice to parts manufacturers that that's the way they're going to go.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll be 140, so I won't be around.
Yeah.
No, I won't be that old.
True. That's the only next step. I mean, if you do hydrogen, you're still going to have combustion. And I still believe in my gut that that's the best way to go because we've got an abundance of hydrogen. And you can get, I don't know, the cost factor may be, I don't know what that's going to be. But,
The thing, now this is what's, you know, talking about Ford trucks, you know, I think you need power. You know, people that buy the Ford trucks, they're pretty good sized rigs, four doors, you know, the Super Duties.
Yeah, there's what we used to call crew cabs, but they don't anymore. I think they call them something else. But
yeah, and they buy them for a purpose of towing stuff, hauling stuff,
mm-hmm.
campers, horse trailers, toys, etc. And in 1978, Mike, was the best. In fact, the Ford F-Series in 1978 was the best-selling vehicle in the United States. Ford F-Series in 1978 actually started out selling cars. Huh. And wagons, you know, station wagons back then, yeah. Minivans, sport utility vehicles, they were the number one, 78 Ford F-Series back then, 1978. And so can you imagine a hydrogen F Super Duty four-door that's about, you know, they're, what, 3.5 feet up in the air?
Yeah.
And they got 30s on there, 30-size tires, and you got a step ladder and you climb in there, but you're towing six horses. You can tow everything. I don't know if a hydrogen can tow that many horses.
Well, that was the question about, and remember when the fellow that, I'm trying to remember his name, he was a natural gas king, and he did all these spots about, you know, running cars on liquefied natural gas.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bean.
Pork, his name?
Pork Beans, yeah.
He ever at something. I'll think of it in a minute. But he said the only thing it wouldn't work in is semi-trucks because it didn't have enough power to pull that much weight. But in a car would. And we see a lot of utility companies, particularly gas companies, operating their fleets on liquefied natural gas. Now, I don't know what the cost factor is there or what the mileage factor is there. But it is, in fact, an alternative, cleaner burning fuel. It doesn't emit absolutely nothing, but it's a lot better than gasoline. Of course, we've got, since 1970, do you realize we've eliminated 90% of the emissions from automobiles? 90%.
I tip my hat. Thank you for saying that.
And that's awesome. Don't think about that. They're all screaming, we want something that emits absolutely nothing. Well, we're working on it, you know.
Yep.
Take some time to get there.
We'll come back
from the
break.
If you want that bicycle,
I'm gonna take...
don't fart while you're driving riding the bicycle, or somebody will be on you about that. So,
yeah. When we come back, I'm going to tell everybody, Mike, what I saw with a hydrogen car that will just blow you away.
Okay. Let's see what we're doing. Oh, it's time to go. Got a break. More Auto World to come right after this.
Get into my car.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. If It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Well, sorry, fooled you again. This is not Bob Long. This is Mike Wallace coming to you live from the color studios of News Talk 1400 WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, alongside Mark Evans, who is alongside me 1,000 miles away in his studio in Boise, Idaho. And I got a call from Tom just a minute ago during the break. And he wanted to let me know, Mark, that we have a company here called Heil that manufactures garbage trucks. And they are all manufactured to run on propane.
Wow.
And that's the first I ever heard of that. So I'm going to get one of their people on and see, just, okay, what's the deal here? Does this help? You get more power, economy? Why did you do this?
Well, absolutely. You know, let's interview them. Let's get them on and talk some trash.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't know when we'll be on. We were supposed to be on last week, and Mark was up in the mountains, out of touch. He knew what was coming, so he got out of touch. But you have an email from St. George, Utah.
Yeah. I definitely. We need to get them on, and talk to them, see how much power and torque, propane, the gas is.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Absolutely, be a good interview. Got an email in here from George, and he's listening to us. Literally, in right in my backwoods here, not too far away, in St. George, Utah, listening to us on the K226BQ station. It's an FM station down in St. George, Utah.
Okay, and, but mate, that's got to be its translator. There's another license that goes with that.
Yeah, it's KZNU.
KZNU, okay.
There we go.
All right.
Good. The FM, that's the translator.
Okay. Translator, right.
I'm reading my paper and going, okay.
Yeah, those odd call letters, that's a translator.
Yeah, so it would be the KZNU, 1450 AM, actually.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's his question?
Well, we were talking about a 78 Ford pickup. I was talking about that. And he wants to know, he has a 78 Ford pickup, wants to know what it's worth.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It depends on a whole lot of things. I don't know how collectible a 78 Ford pickup is. My neighbor has a 73 that he's got, you know, runs good, and, you know, it looks okay. I don't know what it's worth. I mean, it's certainly not showroom condition, but it's drivable. I mean, it's all there.
Great question. You know, like you said, it depends on a lot of things. I mean, how much rust, how good's the upholstery, how good's the metal, rust-wise, how good's the paint, how good's the glass. So I'm going to be in touch with him, you know, on through emails here. And
get him to send you some pictures, and you can get him an idea that way. Yeah,
but the best way for each and every one of us, though, to find out what we might, because, you know, he knows what it looks like, what it drives like, how much grease is on it, how much grease is off of it,
the
tire's good, you know, all that stuff, because some of those 78 Ford pickups, you know, two-tone paint, you know. Sometimes they have the middle section a different color, the top's different. You know, all that just depends. And V8, six-cylinder, three-speed, four-speed automatic, all that. So what you need to do, and this is, you know, George, just NADA.com.
Yes.
And or Kelly book. It's
KBBKBB.com. And they'll ask you all those questions about condition of this and what does it have, options and whatnot.
But,
and,
yes.
And mileage, and then they can give you a pretty fair idea from that.
Yeah, and this is a big thing, too, Mike. Now, I get this a lot here in my neck of the woods, in Boise. People want to know, you've been in the car business, Mark, all these years, and what do you think my ride's worth, just like George's question here. And so big main thing is if we go on the NADA, Mike, like George is going to do, and KBB, that is basically based upon United States value.
Uh-huh.
You know, over the board value. Now, he's in Utah. I'm in Boise. Utah, Salt Lake City's not too far away. I want to give a little shout out to Kindig Design. I know Dave Kindig real well. He's got that ride, that show, Bitchin' Rides. They're down in Salt Lake. They build some awesome rides. But they're not too far away. So what I'm saying, Mike, it's amazing. That 78 Ford that's in Salt Lake, I'm going to tell George the truth, the facts right now. I know for a fact, Motor Mike Wallace, that George can get that 78 Ford pickup in Boise, Idaho, and get more money for it here than he can in Salt Lake. No matter the condition, he can get more money in Boise. Boise, Idaho is a truck town. They love these trucks, and they get premium dollars for them.
Well, isn't that the way it is in the whole country anymore? Everybody wants a pickup truck? Because I think I'm the only man in Alabama that does not own a pickup truck. Even the governor, when he came up here last, was driving a pickup truck.
We're going to turn that radio station sign you have called the Aerostar into... I have a cutter tool. You know, we can cut that roof right off that bad boy. It is now the Aerostar pickup.
Hey, all right, make a concept car.
Put it on your website.
Have Ford executives calling me.
Yeah, I don't know that. You know, I do good work, but I don't know if I want to show my work off on your website. Oops, what happened to that roof?
Yeah, it was a little jagged here and there, but we got it off.
My story would be, I put a Hemi in that thing from Motor Mike Wallace, and he's got so much power, he blew the roof off of it on acceleration.
Okay. I was looking at it the other day trying to imagine what it looked like as a pickup truck. I said, I don't know about this. That'd be worth a shot. Get a Dremel tool.
Oh yeah, no, heck, get cut off wheel. What the heck? Just go get one of those reciprocal saws and go to Home Depot, Lowe's, and just get you a metal cutting blade and go for it.
And
I don't think your wife would be too happy.
Just thinking about that. If she came out, what not?
No, let's chop her roof on her car.
Oh, she'd love that. Oh,
she'd love that.
Oh, she loves that car. Oh, I don't want to know. No.
Values are a big thing. Values, and does cleanliness help, though, Mike? And rust, no rust? Does that all help in value?
I believe so, yeah. When you prep a car for sale, I had a lady recently who was trying to sell one of her granddaughter's car. And she wanted me to take a ride in it, and I did. And it sounded like there was a wheel bearing out in front or something. That kind of sounded, kind of pulling to the right. And I said, well, you got to get it fixed. But the first thing you got to do is empty all this trash out of here and clean this car up. You know, because no matter what's wrong with it, if it doesn't look decent, you're not going to sell it, even if there isn't anything wrong with it. So what it looks like, the visual appeal, like curb appeal on a house.
Yeah.
It'd be a perfectly good house, but if it looks like crap from the street,
you're
going to want to want it. I got I got Tomcat back on the phone.
Sounds like you got the president on the phone.
Yes, he's on the hotline. Hey, Tom. Nope, he hung up. If Tom, if you want to,
can I say something?
I don't know. All my mistake.
But in today's world, those rat rods, though, the more rust you have, the more money they're worth now.
Huh.
So you come to a fine, you know, you come to a fine line. People are wondering, well, should I turn this thing into a rust bucket rat rod, or should I go ahead and restore it and put all that money in there so it becomes a what do they call it, a trailer queen?
Yeah. Oh, he's texting me now.
No.
You don't want to do that.
Do you like trailer queens better than rat rods, Mike?
That's a good question. No. The Dan's texted me. He said he had a Vega truck.
Oh.
Now, that's a new one on me. Did you make it yourself, Dan?
Yeah.
I had a Vega. I bought my first wife a millionth Vega. It was colored orange with the white stripes on it. And boy, you want to talk about a piece of
garbage. The only way you knew there was oil in it is if it was leaking out. You know?
When you start hearing the dock, you know it's time to put a quart of oil in it.
Yeah, all right. Here's a rod come flying out through the oil pan. Whoop, needs a little oil.
Now, the Vega had a station wagon that was like a sedan delivery. Do you know that, where the side panel was closed, no windows?
Yeah. And they went with a long, long way with that, probably too far.
let me do a shout out here, Mike, to Dan and everybody too. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. I would love to see a picture. If anyone has, you know, those unique type of vehicles,
yeah, send a picture.
Oh, he's again. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
bring out of here very quickly. Power saw.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Self manufactured. All right.
You know, the most favorite thing a male likes is, of course, his power tools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't live without them. We got about a minute left here before we got it. Boy, we blew these 2 hours up real quick, Mark.
Oh, you just wasted another 2 hours with me.
We didn't hold the public. You know, you can listen to us. If you miss this, if you're getting us on a delayed basis and you want to hear us live, go to GCNlive.com, and you'll see everything they have to offer, including us. And you can click and listen live, even if your station in your market does not carry us live. So try that, GCNlive.com. And it's from 11 till 1 Eastern time every Saturday and Sunday. That's when it is live. So, and then you'll hear either Bob Long or Mark and I, depending on, you know, who's available on Saturday. Bob's usually available on Sunday. So it's been great being with you again, Mark.
It's always. Yeah. What a pleasure. Also, AutoWorldRadio.com, and please let Bob know how we're doing, good or bad.
And listen to me every weekday morning from 6 to 9 Central Time on at 1400WFPA.com. Thanks for listening. See you next week on AutoWorld on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.